I'm also hoping you brought this new year in with thanksgiving and gratitude. Whether you were grateful that 2018 was over or you were hopeful that 2019 would be as wonderful as 2018 had been. Either way, we're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I know you want to be in the will of God just as I do. So whether 2018 was a year of boredom, maybe pain and suffering, or a year of great accomplishments and happiness, our attitude should be the same, one of thanksgiving and gratitude. So now, as we're into this new year, I must examine my attitude, my thoughts, because my thoughts control my attitude, and in spite of whatever the circumstances are in my life, it is the will of God that I have the attitude of Christ. And I'm hopeful you'll join me and do the same. On our call last week, I made a commitment to you that I would memorize at least one scripture each week. And my verse for this past week was Philippians 3, 13b through 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is a scripture that many, many of us are familiar with. Paul often used the metaphor of a race in his teachings. The people of his day were very familiar with the Olympic Games and could easily identify with what he was saying. As I committed to memorizing this verse, a desire was birthed in me to dig deeper into the meaning. Not just repeat the words over and over again so I could remember them, but to think, to really think about what it was telling me to do. And I had to ask myself, are we to forget our past? Well, yes, that's what the Lord says to do. So I looked up the definition of forget. And forget means to fail to hold in mind, to neglect. So whether it's past sins or past accomplishments, it's my understanding that we're to neglect, to not be thinking about our past. Even though our past is in our memory, we're to neglect thinking about it because we're running a race. It's been a long time since I've run a race, but it's still in my memory. When I was a kid, my short legs were really fast, and there was only one girl in grade school who could ever beat me, and I remember her name, Patricia Hutchison. And when I remember what it was like to run a race, I can still feel it. I can remember staring at that finish line and stretching and straining with all I had, every fiber in my being, to win. Has the Lord given us the ability to forget and also to remember? Yes, I think so. In a published word count, there are about 150 times in the Bible we're told to remember. So how do we forget and remember? Well, I read a bunch of commentaries regarding Paul admonishing us to forget what's behind. And suddenly I realized there was no period after behind. It was not a complete sentence. But the word behind was followed by the conjunction and. And suddenly I understood, which is always exciting when I realize the Lord is speaking into my poor old confused mind. It was as if I heard him say, "Finish my sentence. I'm telling you to strain toward what I have waiting for you when you cross the finish line. I want your thoughts to be on spending eternity with me in the magnificence of heaven." I can remember running those races when I was a kid, but I haven't thought of them in years. I have failed to hold them in my mind as the word forget is defined. Do I remember? Yes. I remember my past sins and how the blood of Jesus Christ washed them away from his remembrance. Do I remember the glorious times when I've been obedient to Him and He has filled me with His joy? Yes. And I'm to remember both with an attitude of thanksgiving and praise. But that is in my past, and I am presently straining toward His open arms, waiting for me to finish my race. I sincerely pray these words have encouraged you. I pray they've encouraged you to dig deep into whatever scripture you're studying or hopefully memorizing this week. We have the Holy Spirit living in us, and one of His amazing attributes is His ability to help us understand the Word of God. He's waiting for us to ask. And when we understand what God is saying to us, He expects us to obey. And He goes even further by telling us over and over again that if we love Him, we will obey. Well, my scripture to memorize this week is James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Well, my friends, remember, at the end of 2019, by memorizing only one scripture a week, we will have 52 scriptures in our memory bank. In all of this, I'm hoping that you are all in with me. I love you. Bye.